The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Addressing issues facing Michigan's dairy producers. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. America's dairy industry continues to face a number of different challenges, including a lack of farm labor.
A lot of our problem is we've got a lot of issues trying to secure our workforce.
And that's Brian Rexing, who was elected as the new chairman of the National Milk Producers Federation during their joint annual meeting last week. He's also a dairy producer based in southern Indiana. He says the biggest policy issue facing dairy producers is the need for farm labor reform.
We probably need to educate a lot of the lawmakers in our area of what our workforce looks like. We are not seasonal. We are every season. We are 365 days a year, 7 days a week. And we need a skilled workforce. There's a lot of skilled labor that takes time to train. We're always under constant training, and we want this workforce safe.
Also, the threat of foreign animal diseases, such as New World screwworm and the H5N1 strain of bird flu impacting dairy cattle, are also top of mind for dairy producers.
We had this conversation with Secretary Rollins last week, and she had told us a lot of things that are in place and give us a lot of comfort in that there is a lot of protection that we have, and they are really watching this close. And I think communication is probably one of the most important, that we communicate facts and we don't live in fear. And I feel really good that we've been educated on this. And it's a scary thing when you think about, but knowing what we're all doing on the backside of it, I feel really good about it.
Rexing adds that the organization will continue to push lawmakers to pass an updated farm bill.
This farm bill seems like it's a can we keep kicking down the road. And we've had some subtle changes in it that I think will help benefit farmers. But it just seems such a struggle to get a farm bill reintroduced and passed. And we don't quite understand it, but that's something we'll be working on to try to secure some our future.
Hear more of my conversation with Brian Rexing. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
Seed Genetics Direct is proud to announce their new 2026 seed guide is now available for viewing at SeedGeneticsDirect.com. They've added three new powerful hybrids to their corn lineup, along with seven new soybean releases, including one that shows natural resistance to white mold. There's lots to be excited about for the 2026 growing season. View the Seed Genetics Direct seed guide online and make your shopping list today. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Hi, I'm Nick Bancroft, President and CEO of AgroLiquid in St. Johns, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Dry weather over Michigan here through the next couple of days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Weather Update. We've got sunshine trying to work back today. Still a little bit on the cool side, but temperatures are climbing. Warmer air tries to build in through tomorrow and Friday as well. We have a fairly significant area of precipitation developing down to our south for late Friday through the weekend, but it does not get any farther north than I-70, so I'm going to extend our dry weather period here over Michigan, the entirety of Michigan, right on through the weekend and into early next week. At this point, I don't think we see another good, significant round of moisture developing here until next Tuesday night into Wednesday, when we see rain on the backs of some warmer air coming in. Rain that brings anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch. We follow that up with cold air for the balance of Wednesday night through Thanksgiving Thursday. Strong northwest flow will be a part of this, so I'm not going to rule out a little bit of lake effect precipitation and a lot of lake effect cloud cover as we move from Thanksgiving into Black Friday. Just be aware as you're traveling, maybe some spots of the state that aren't ideal. And we see that lake effect set up hold through Saturday the 29th. Sunday the 30th, another wave of moisture tries to come in from the west. So I won't rule out some on again, off again snow showers for Sunday the 30th. And then we keep moisture around into the start of that first full week of December, December 1st and 2nd. We both have rain and snow chances to work through. Plenty of moisture coming from late the holiday weekend on through the first full week of December, and it all comes on the back of cold air. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
Dairy Dew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best Dairy Dew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from Dairy Dew.
Washington, D.C. So they absolutely need to hear our concern.
Check out more of our conversation. It's at MichiganAgToday.com. It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's Monday Closing Farm Market Review. Andy Eubank is here, and so is market analyst Chuck Shelby. They spoke at the close of trade Monday.
Lower after USDA on Friday, but a comeback and then some, Chuck, as we saw 30-cent gains on the nearbys in beans and a very solid close in wheat, corn on the plus side as well, kind of following the other markets. Let's start with the leader, soybean futures, led by an entire complex that was solid Monday.
Much better day to talk to you today, Andy, than last Friday, but I think the beans turned around on ideas that it's more likely to have a deal with China than what was thought maybe in the previous weeks, even though nothing's been signed on paper. The NOPA crush was a record breaker for this month, the previous month. And so those positive things came around, had great exports in corn today. Wheat, I think, is also thinking that probably some Chinese purchases down the road in our future. Again, the corn exports been really good. And money flow into the markets, we haven't known what the funds have been doing. And certainly somebody's buying this market and making it go up. It's not farmers at this point. So when you look going forward, is it commercial buyers that know something? Have they got orders to buy some of these beans or wheat? Or is it just fund money or a combination of those two things that are making this market move higher after last Friday's report?
Market analyst Chuck Shelby there. Settlements from Monday, December corn up 4.5 at 434.75. March 4 cents higher at 448. January soybeans, though, skyrocketing up 32.75 to 1157.25. March beans up 27.25 to 1163.25. And December wheat climbing 17 cents to 544.25. December live cattle up $2.12 at $221.27. December lean hogs 7 cents higher at $78.57. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.